And then within the Christian doctrine, or the Jewish doctrine, you have naqs. Now, the Muslim is supposed to be in the middle between the two. And we could look at this as ghadab, which is the nature of justice, which is the root of the Jewish tradition is justice. Musa alayhi salam is the lawgiver. He's the lawgiver. It's justice. At the root of the Christian phenomenon is the idea of rahmah. Right? It's the idea of rahmah. That's the root of the Christian thing, is that out of this mercy, right, everybody should be forgiven. It's all emphasis on mercy. And the Christian believes that they're forgiven out of God's mercy, despite what they do. Because all they see is mercy. They don't see the ghadab. Archetypally, you're going to get Christians that become obsessed with the wrath. But archetypally, if you look at what they talk about, it's this idea of rahmah. Now, ghadab and rahmah have to be in a balance. You have to have both in order to be on the sirat al-mustaqim. You have to have the sharia, right? And you have to have the haqiqah. Right? You have to have the law, and you have to have the spirit of the law. And the law is rules, but the spirit of the law is rahmah. Allah sent down the sharia as a rahmah. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ We sent you as a rahmah. So what he brought was rahmah. So when these are in balance, this inward and outward state, inwardly is iman, outwardly is Islam. And when they come together inwardly and outwardly, you get the muhsin, right? You get this person who's a muhsin. He's somebody who has ihsan. And so this, right, this model here is a model really for understanding what the straight path is. Now Muslims, according to Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said they deviate. Well, it's actually from a hadith, but he said that they deviate one of two ways. They deviate like Jews or like Christians. They go the way of ghadab, or they go the way of rahmah. They go the way of the hair-splitting, rabbinical, tyrannical alim, which is what the Prophet said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَجَبَابَرَةَ الْعُلَمَاءِ Beware of tyrannical scholars, right? And the other way is the way of, so this way is this kind of rabbinical scholar over here. And this way is the way of the ignorant worshiper, which is embodied in the Christian model, or the Sufi, right? The extreme of tasawwuf is to go into this state where it's all one and everybody's going to heaven and there's nothing to worry about and peace and harmony. And you get people that talk, when you hear them, that claim to be like people of tasawwuf, and it sounds more like a New Age type of religion than having anything to do with Islam, because it goes to this other extreme. And the balance is to be Sufi faqih. Right? To be inwardly the spirit of tasawwuf, but outwardly the spirit of fiqh, of sharia. And this is why Imam Shafi'i said, don't be a faqih, and a Sufi and a faqih, don't be one of them without the other. Because one of them becomes hard-hearted, the faqih, and the other becomes goes astray. Right? So don't be one without the other. And this is the balance, the joining of rahmah, which is the spirit of tasawwuf, and the joining of adal, which is the spirit of sharia. Now, if you look, our tradition is closer to the Christian tradition. The Christians are closer to us because they focus more on the rahmah. And our focus as Muslims, when we deal with other Muslims, should be more on the side of rahmah than on the side of wrath. You should be more inclined to forgive your brother than to condemn your brother. That's a higher thing, right? وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى That you should forgive is closer to taqwa. That's higher in Allah's deen than to demand justice. And that's why Raghib Isfahani said, radiallahu anhu, that when love exists, there's no need for justice. And that's why the Sahaba really weren't, because the love was so intense there, they didn't want retribution from each other. They didn't want to take each other to account, right? And in fact, the first fitna is when they deviate from that that minhaj, and the adal overrides the rahmah. Yeah, this is the first deviation. Yeah, because Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he demanded justice, and Sayyidina Ali, who had hikmah, he demanded forgiveness. Because he said that the if we demand justice, we're going to rip this ummah apart. Now, Sayyidina Muawiyah, contrary to the Shia position, we recognize that it was, you know, there was a positive. We believe, we have a good opinion of him. We believe that his intentions, like Aisha and Zubair and others, was really that they did want justice. But Sayyidina Ali was going to the higher spirit of Islam, which is rahmah. And that's why we consider him to be muwaffaq. He was given tawfiq in that ijtihad, contrary to Sayyidina Muawiyah, who was not given tawfiq in his ijtihad. And that's why they're called al-fi' al-baghiyah. They're the oppressive. And that's the danger of adl, is that it goes to baghi. If you take it to its you see, it goes to that baghi. And they were unjust to Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu. I mean, with all our deference and love for them, and when you talk about it, it's called fitnat al-kubra, and you have to be very careful, because we're supposed to love all of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, including Sayyidina Muawiyah. He was katib al-wahi, and he benefited Islam greatly, right? But he did, that is a mistake. He made a mistake. He's a human being. He's not ma'soom. Jazamullahu khairan. So, any questions about that? Between stupidity
and
cleverness. Yeah.
For example,
Ghish is a cleverness.
We would hear about people that are deemed to be like wise people. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to, for example, the destiny, they are really unwise. They're kind of stupid. In the sense when you tell them there's Allah, and they tell you, for example, there's no God or something like that. They are astray, but yet
yeah.
They're known